My body is lithe and youthful. My body is lithe and youthful. How often we'd like to have a body that's lithe and youthful. A body with every sinew in perfect shape. Big muscles are not the important thing. It's a body that has beautiful sinews that are strong and powerful, that will do all the things we want them to do, that will do all the things that make us happy, that will do all the things that you can lie down and stand up from a lying position without using your hands, and to take your hands and do some simple push-ups, maybe three or four, maybe five. Not a matter of doing a lot of them. My body is lithe and youthful. What is a lithe and youthful body? Take a child. Look at a child and how they play. Look at how they go about doing the things they do in their life. They do them with such simplicity, with such joy. They snap up and do things. They jump into every activity they do. They are just so fantastic, so beautiful, so wonderful. They do all the things that make their life fulfilled and rewarding in every possible way. Now, do we have that same capability? Do we have that same ability to have our body jump forth in that youthful dynamic? We sure do. What is it that causes our body to slow down? What is it that causes us to feel that we need big muscles to accomplish things? And then, of course, you have to maintain them. But when you live in a lithe, youthful body, it's your normal, natural thing to do. It's who you are all of the time. There's not timing going by where you're aging and you cannot sit up, you cannot stand up without using your hands. You must have all of the conveniences to help you to accomplish the simple things that children do all the time in their wonderful bodies. You say, well, who could ever have a child's body? Everyone could have a child's body. Everyone could have this youthful, dynamic body if they wished. But they don't. They don't think of it. How often does a child go around praising its body? Never. It just goes around doing the things it wants to do. It runs and plays. And when it's tired, it lays down and takes a nap. Just bonk right where it is, in the middle of the field, in the middle of the house, and wherever it may be. And then, when it's done with its nap, its body says, okay, I'm ready, and up it jumps. It's not a matter of 10 minutes or an hour or 5 hours or 2 minutes. It's just a matter of however long the body feels it wants to relax, and then it relaxes. And after that relaxation, it is full of energy, it's full of power, it's lithe and supple, it's beautiful and youthful, it's fantastic. This is our natural way to be. This is our natural body. Can we train ourselves to do this? Can we train ourselves to be that way? When an ache and pain comes along, we say, oops, I'm getting older. Oops, my body isn't what it used to be. Oh, yes, your body is. Your body is always what it used to be. It always is that original purity and integrity. It's always fantastic. But we allow ourselves to think that it is not. And when we allow ourselves to think that our body is not fantastic and wonderful, then what happens to us? What happens is that we begin to act as we allow ourselves to think. And if I think I am young and dynamic and alive, and I'm 25, I'm filled with life, I'm fantastic in every beautiful way, then that's the way I am. When I say, oh, I'm decrepit, oh, I can't move, oh, and I move my feet slidingly along as though I want to make sure I don't get out of balance and fall over or something, oh, dear, who teaches me to do that? I do. Who teaches me to be limited? I do. Who teaches me to be unlimited? I do. We teach ourselves all of the things that we want, and we remember that we are the ideal. That's who we are. We're the ideal person. We are the ideal being, and we're the ideal body. Yes. Every time we say, we can't do something. Every time we say, I'm getting older. Every time we say, I'm not strong enough. Every time we say, I'm young and wonderful, but I just don't have any energy. I've got to go and get energy. I've got to get energy. I've got to take pills and get some energy. I have to eat the right foods to get the energy. Well, perhaps and perhaps not. You and I know very well from the depth of our heart that all in life is attitude. All in life is what our thoughts are. All in life is who we are. Who are we? What are we? What makes our life go on? What makes our life fantastic? What makes our life feel like it's worth living? Our mental attitude. And is our mental attitude something that we can develop, that we can work with, that we can improve? Is our mental attitude something that we can bring forth into our life in a very fantastic way? Oh, yes, indeed. Our mental attitude is what we alone work with. Other people may try to inspire us to a better mental attitude. Other people may try to inspire us to a better mental attitude for living and for being and recognizing who we are, but only until we make the decision to do it ourselves does it happen. And once we make the decision to be happy, once we make the decision to be lithe and youthful, once we make the decision to live in our beautiful bodies, in our original purity and integrity, once we begin to do that, you all know what a nice brand new car is and how it smells brand new. You get into a brand new car and it smells factory fresh. Well, how does it smell fresh? You can buy a bottle of factory fresh smell and you can spray it all over your car and your car will have that new car smell. Really? It's not so impossible. But how many people do it? They don't do it because they say they're fooling themselves, trying to make themselves believe that their car is that. Well, now, what does a mint condition mean? And a car that's in mint condition is a car that is well taken care of, it's well polished, it's well painted, it's well conditioned inside and out. And when you do the job, you do it inside and out. How many times do you wash your car and forget to vacuum the inside? How many times do you wash your car and forget to take care of the windows inside? How many times do you do that? Far more than we really want to. And why do we do that? Because it's a habit. It's a habit. We look at the outside and say, oh, what a lovely car. And we step inside and we say, what a junk heap, you know, filled with things that are not necessary to be there, filled with things that are saying that we don't really care. That we're not really loving of our car. We're not really loving of what it is. Our body is like that. We sometimes wash the outside of our body, but we don't cleanse the inside with our thought. We don't cleanse the inside of our body with our mental attitude, with our change of habits. I like my car. I get in my car and it's wonderful. And it's not a matter that it's new or old. It's a matter that it's well cared for. It's well attended to, it's well polished, it's well thought about. And every car can be like that, every body can be like that. And you and I can take our body and have it be the lithe and youthful body it always was and always will be. But we have to take the mental attitude that says it is so. And as we take the mental attitude and say that my body is lithe and youthful, then our body is lithe and youthful. And that's all it takes. It's all it takes and it's all it is. And you can have that right now in your life if this is what you would like to have. And no one can do it for you. You do it for yourself. You have the mental attitude that I'm in my original purity and integrity. I can jump and run like a child. I lay down and take a nap, and it's not because I'm old or young. I lay down and take a nap because I want it. And when I get up from my nap, I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm filled with energy. I'm filled with love. And that's what you and I do. Do that today for yourself. Give that gift to yourself today. And recognize that you are your original purity and integrity. You are the delight of your life. And you are it right now. Name it, claim it, enjoy it. It is yours. I know it, for it's mine. And I name it and claim it and delight in it. I love you. I love you. I love you.